I'm going to move on from there and talk about our collective pilgrimage through three stages, the traditional period up to the rise of modern science, and the modern period, and then finally, and I don't think I'll get much to this, the so-called postmodernism of the last 50 years. It's a pilgrimage of Western mankind. And as you observe from the title, I'll repeat it. The human spirit in the third millennium, light at the end of the tunnel. Now, I don't know what punctuation mark follows that subtitle. Because I'm up in the air myself. Should it be a period, full stop, light at the end of the tunnel? Should it be a question mark? Is light appearing? Recently, when I was mentioning my title, the person said, what about an exclamation mark? Well, I don't know how to punctuate the end, and I leave that up to you as to after you hear what I have to say and add your own input, what you think. And if you see me around, tell me, well, if I give this talk again, how should I punctuate that subtitle? Now, the tenth tunnel is my ruling, reigning metaphor for what I had to say. And I do believe that in the course of the modern period, the last 400 years, Western humanity has entered into a tunnel, which gives the human spirit too little room to breathe and to flex itself than it requires. Now that assumes that I'm saying that the traditional period, the great out of doors before we moved into this tunnel, was better. And I want to make an important distinction. I'm not saying that the past was better in every respect. Just think, black plague, slavery, ethnic conflict, back as far as one can go, caste systems and so on. So please, as you listen, realize there's no nostalgia for the past. Frankly, I don't know what it felt like to be a woman in Tang Dynasty China. And so how can I make any comparison? It's only on one point, namely the big picture. The big picture, the vision of the total nature of things and how human beings can best comport themselves in the context of that big picture. There is where I find nothing in modernity or post-modernity that rivals the combined vision. By combined, I don't mean adding one to the other. I mean the underlying identical structure of the traditional worldview.